Right now, we're going to begin with the mayor of Carrboro, Lydia Lavelle, who is here today as opposed to Friday, partially because of my schedule changing, but also partly because the North American Travel Journalists Association is in town, and that's got everyone's schedules changed this week. So how are you?
Good, good. I've been having a lot of fun hanging out with these travel journalists.
Yeah, right.
They're a really interesting bunch, and I don't think we could have ordered up a better weather week for them to be here.
Yeah.
But I'm just struck by the variety of questions they've been asking me, and I think overall they've been really pleased with the experience, the food, the gatherings, what they've been asked to do or what they've chosen to do, I guess, and it's just really been a lot of fun.
What are the questions been focusing on?
Wow, a lot of them. First of all, they all seem really astounded at how progressive we are, which we knew that when they were just coming in, because these are folks really from all over the country, and I just spoke with a fellow who works with a gay travel outlet group or something in California, and he, you know, his response, this is his first visit to North Carolina, and he's, you know, he said, boy, it's good to be here and see the progressive values that this community has. I felt it was important to come here and support you all. And he said, even though some other people said, well, you know, I don't think we should go there because of their attitudes. But he was of the ilk of others that I have encouraged to, you know, don't cancel your trips. Still come here.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
there's a lot of us here. We'd love to see you, you know. But I think they really also, I think, were struck by how we're able to balance kind of small town life with progressive values, you know, because some of them come from larger cities where you get that progressive value, but you also get you get a lot of tension with other really big city kind of problems that, frankly, we don't have.
Right. And you also get that stereotype about small towns being sort of parochial conservative, or provincial is the word I'm looking for. Yeah, provincial conservative. And that's not the case probably in a lot of small towns, but certainly here.
Exactly. I spoke with several folks, like a person from Arkansas. In fact, her husband is the mayor of their town in Arkansas, and it's a artsy, LGBT-friendly enclave, similar to Carrboro, but yet who would think of Arkansas as being entirely progressive? And folks from other places, you know, someone from Lynchburg, Virginia, you know, and very progressive person, but lives in a really conservative area. And how local government works a little differently there than it does in our area. One question I get asked a lot is, are your citizens engaged in local government? And all I have to do is say, yes.
A little bit, yeah.
But it's really good, though. They I think they've had a great time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, perfect weather. And we were talking with Meg McGurk earlier this week, and we'll have Pam Heminger coming up later on today. Really serendipitous that the Travel Journalists Association is here. Is kind of more of a Chapel Hill thing, I guess, but the Hyatt Place is opening today. They had the grand opening for that, and then the AC Marriott on Rosemary Street is coming in tomorrow, and they're going to have a stacking party for that. And these two hotels are opening right the week that the travel journalists are here, and it's just total coincidence.
No, a lot happening. One of the events, yesterday there was a group we took around Carrboro, as well as today, I just left them. But yesterday they got to finish up at the farmer's market, which was fun.
Nice.
Because it was, you know, Wednesday farmer's market. They were taking hula hoop lessons, so it was pretty interesting.
That's awesome. Okay, I was speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and I got to mention, we're starting by talking about the NACHIC conference, which is going on right now, but we really want to bury the lead, apparently, on this, because you have an announcement to make, don't you?
Oh, yeah, well, I just... You know, it occurred to me that this might be a good opportunity to kind of make it official that I will be running for re-election as mayor. I knew when I first ran for office and was elected that I wanted to certainly serve two terms, because I felt like the first term would be a learning process, which it was. And then my second term, still a learning process, but getting some things.
I think the 10th term is a learning process.
Right.
From what I've heard. Yeah.
I should say, yeah. I'm always learning. But honestly, it takes so it's very different being mayor than being an alderman. And and so I feel like during my second term, we've gotten a lot of we've got several projects accomplished or underway, and then we have some that are just kind of starting. And so I've decided I definitely want to seek a third term to hopefully see some of those to fruition.
So what do you want to see in the next 2 years?
Well, one in particular that I'm excited about is our partnership with the county in building the Southwest Library Branch. That's something, as you know, we've been working on for many, many years. But I think we're really close to working out a development agreement with the county on how that building might move forward. And then hopefully sometime this fall, once that development agreement is finalized over the course of the next year, we'll be doing architectural drawings to figure out just exactly what it will contain. And it will contain the library, but what's also slowing it up a little is what we're also considering is are having some town offices and maybe having some space for the art center to locate some programs there. But we have wanted to run these on parallel tracks so that we are able to break ground. We'd like to near the end of next year, if not the beginning of the following year. But that's one that is certainly a priority. And then we have, a couple of other initiatives. The South Green Project, want to see it through, see it built, see it on the ground. And then on Highway 54, we are working on ways to try to remove some barriers to commercial development out there that were a little complicated. So we've been sifting through some of those, providing direction to our town staff about that. Would like to see the second hotel get built. I know those plans are underway. And then I guess lastly, we're exploring, as you indicated when I first came in here, we're exploring the possibility of affordable commercial on town property, which is up off of Old 86. You know, Aaron, one of the key initiatives, or I guess I should say priorities I've had since I have been mayor, is recognizing that we have a lot of local businesses, we have a lot of shops downtown, restaurants, so on. We have service providers, really trying to increase business to all of those entities, because it kind of helps us in two ways. Number one, it helps those local businesses. And then number two, it results in more sales tax for the town, because that's, this is part of our effort to decrease the burden on residential taxpayers. And to that end, my return to the Visitors Bureau as a board member, I've been able to get back into the swing there as a person who is courting and bringing groups to town, kind of like this Natchica group, but also, conferences, events, races, festivals, you bring people downtown, and that's just good for business. And so that's a real priority for me as well.
And you mentioned the flex space on Old 86. That was discussed this week, right, Tuesday at the Board of Aldermen. What was the discussion there?
Yeah. So this is an idea that came to us last year, because we own a fairly large tract of property up off of Old 86. I don't have the acreage right at hand, but it's a pretty large tract that was actually originally purchased some 16 years ago for around $750,000 to be a future public works site. Okay, and so I was not here then. I'm not sure of the history of that. But we've been looking at it now as a possible place. We talk a lot about affordable housing and how we're working on that. Well, we also worry about affordable commercial, especially what you might call light manufacturing, warehousing, those kinds of industries. And we know we have shops in town that are outgrowing their space, and they would like to stay local, stay in Carrboro, stay nearby, but they can't find affordable workspace. And so we have begun kind of preliminarily talking with neighbors and talking with town staff and county staff about the possibility of having several buildings on this property that would be, kind of built to those meet that kind of a demand, and in an effort to try to keep some of these businesses here. I know that Steve Brantley from the county has said, we get lots of businesses that start in the incubators in Chapel Hill, and then they don't have anywhere to go.
And then they go somewhere else. Yeah.
So it might be a space that would work out for them. And our hope is that we're able to work it out in a way that it's not obtrusive on the neighbors, and that it is affordable in terms of square footage for our businesses to be able to locate there, because we own the property. We also might be able to bring some amenities up that way for the neighbors, like, there was mention made of, like, some of the neighbors, something about a gas line. Is there some way that something that we do could also maybe be of benefit to neighbors? Major concerns right now seem to be how much traffic would this increase, How much noise, you know, would it have? It's kind of set back and up, so visually, I don't think it would be aesthetically unpleasing.
It's one of the things we talked about was sort of making the buildings look like not manufacturing buildings.
Make them look like small barns
small
or something.
Small barns,
right?
Yeah.
So there's a way to do it aesthetically. Like I think our original kind of thinking about it was several big buildings, and so input from the neighbors might be maybe lots of smaller buildings. Also, a question of pulling water and sewer over to that location and not wanting to then necessarily open up that entire side of the road to development just because we're pulling across water and sewer. So those are all really good, legitimate concerns. And so I think I would say it's safe to say the feedback our board gave Annette on Tuesday was continue exploring, continue meeting with the neighbors, think about these considerations that we've raised and that we've heard from at least one committee and several neighbors, and you know, let's continue going from there because it could be a very exciting project.
Yeah, one of the things that we heard from sort of Chapel Hill developers, because they had that same conversation about the property up around Millhouse Road that they rezoned recently or talked about rezoning, was you know, concerns about noise are actually less of an issue now than they might have been 10 or 20 years ago, just because light manufacturing is such a different field now than it was 20 years ago. It's a lot of 3D printing and technology more than the sort of the big hulking machinery that you think about, so that might affect the issue too, right?
No, that's great. You're right. That's exactly right. And one of the questions we had for Annette that she was going to research also was, you know, this particular categorization of business that we're looking at rezoning it to, what all could that actually include?
Yeah.
Because I think there are ways, particularly because we own the property, there are ways that we could safeguard it and try to make sure it's not obtrusive. I know another idea that was thrown out by board members, which I think was a good one, was trying to figure out some way to have a cooperative arrangement out there. And so there's going to be exploration of that idea throughout the summer as well.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org, the website, if you want to find out more about town goings-on. What else is going on that people need to know about?
Wow, I'll tell you, it's just busy. It's a busy time.
I was going to say, I throw out that question at the end of the week, and it's like, what is going on? There's 15 things and none all at the same time.
Well, I know. This weekend there are several things going on. One of which is, you know, the schoolhouse.
School of Rock.
Yeah. Right, the school.
Everyone's excited around here about that because Ron's going to be emceeing it. I think we're going to have some stuff on the air while this is going on. But the School of Rock is opening up Saturday. Is it noon to four? Is that when it is?
Yeah.
Don't have the sheet in front of me.
It sounds like they're going to have a lot of festivities,
a guitar smashing,
some busting of guitars. I'll say another thing. Tonight, AutoLogic, every year they have a little kind of celebration for the community where they raise money for
their 31st birthday party.
Yep, where they raise money for the community. And so that's, I think, begins today at 5:30.
5:30 to 7:30, and it's Make-A-Wish and Be Loud Sophie Foundation.
There you go.
And I know all this because we had Marianne on the air yesterday, and we were talking about it. It's a really cool thing.
So I'll be going to that. I know tomorrow morning there is a meeting of affordable housing kind of community gathering from 9 to 12 at the Chapel Hill Public Library, where we're going to be meeting with Susan Levy and some other affordable housing providers in town to kind of talk through some next steps on some initiatives we've heard about. So that'll be interesting. But, you know, it just goes on, and it's hard to believe that 5 more weeks or so, we're trying to cram everything in like we do in this community up until the end of June, when we get to finally take a little break for a month or so from meetings anyway. So
townofcarborough.org, get more information there. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.